Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello, everybody.
And welcome
to Off Script.
I am Bree.
I am Allie.
And we compare books to their movies.
Yes, we do. We are doing today A Dog's Purpose, Season 4, Episode 11. What is wrong?
Allie has turned into, what is it? We are doing today.
Like, I'm just ready. Well, we're doing it like...
We're trying to speed run it, guys.
We're not going to give you a crap episode, but we... I have to go get my kids. Nope, that's not true. I have to go teach.
Yeah.
And then come back. And
then go get your kid.
Then go get my kid.
And then by the time she's done with that, I go to bed, basically.
So we're doing it.
Yes.
But it's going to be a good one.
Yes.
So three. Oh, gosh. But I do have a picture to paint.
Do it.
Okay. So I had a play date with my kids and their friends.
Yeah.
And my friends. Mm-hmm. And as they're playing at Catapult, jumping around, you know, the adults are sitting there talking. And then it came up like, oh, what are you doing? And this was the day that we recorded a very special episode coming out soon. Wait, did you already advertise for Amity?
Oh, on our Instagram. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. OK, so we were able to do a collaboration coming out on Amityville Horror. So stay tuned for that. And so I said that I'm like, oh, I am a host of a podcast. And we're going to go do a record collab. And they're like, wait, what? And so then they made me find the podcast. And then one subscribed. Hi, Justin. Justin subscribed. And he's like, later on, we're like talking and he says, oh, and Allie. And I was like, that sounds weird. He's like, oh, yeah, because you're Allie on your podcast. Because I introduced myself as Allison, like, to anyone else in adult life.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, no. And the reason I haven't told them about my podcast before, one of our friends' name is Esther. And I made such a big deal on my favorite one we did.
The Fault in Our Stars?
Yeah. So the little girl he based it off of, his name was Esther.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't read it. So I said... You spell your names wrong. And then I've been so self-conscious of that because I'm like, oh, my gosh, when my friend's name is that, I'm such a horrible person. And so I have not boasted my podcast to them because I'm like, I got to wait long enough till Fault in Our Stars is gone and that they won't accidentally listen to it. So this is me officially apologizing, Esther. I'm so sorry if you ever listen or anyone in our friend group. I suck at names and I'm so sorry.
Any other Esther.
Or any other Esther out there.
God, Allie's just focusing on the one she knows.
But anyways, so. Yeah, so we got another follower. Don't know if he'll ever listen, but.
I saw that and I was trying to figure out. I was like, I wonder who followed. Justin.
Yep, thanks. All right.
Awesome.
Cool. That's my picture painting. All right.
Guys, I'm laughing at the trigger warning.
Hey! Dogs die in this book like 5 times. So shush your mouth. That's a trigger warning. If someone's dog has just died, they might not want to listen to this story. Or you know what? You might want to because the dog comes back every time. Maybe your dog has reincarnated. All right, let's do it. So we have a synopsis of a dog discovers the purpose of its life through the lives of the humans he encounters.
Guys, I'm making a face because Allie always tries to do this so that it's book and movie related, but that's not movie related.
That one I got off of IMDb. So that one is only movie related, supposedly.
That's full of it.
All right. Our author is Bruce Cameron. Director, I want to say Lassie because it's a dog movie and that's what it's going to be. So it's Lassie, L-A-S-S-E, Lassie, Hallstrom, screenplay writers.
Hallstrom?
Hallstrom.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There were so many screenplay writers. It's so different. Maybe that's why it's so different. But the author is one of them. Bruce Cameron, Catherine Micken, Audrey Wells, Maya Forbes, and Wallace Wood. Oh, gosh. Wolodarski.
There you go.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people worked on this movie.
Mm-hmm.
The audiobook reader was William Dufresne.
Because, like, think of Andy Dufresne, right? Okay. Andy Dufresne. It kind of starts like that, but then the IS is different. So Dufresne.
Okay, sure. Guys, he was the best.
Oh, really?
I think why I enjoyed this story so much.
Yeah.
He read it just like a dog. Oh, because for those that don't know, it's a first person told story from a dog's point of view. And he was like, everywhere you'd think a dog would be excited, he read it excited. Anywhere mm-hmm. The dog was like, kind of like, what's going on? He read it like that. And he had just like a dog type of personality. And it was just perfect. Oh, gosh. The book came out July 6, 2010, and the movie January 27, 2017. Year difference. And this was my birthday movie for that year.
Oh, funny.
I remember going to see it for my birthday.
Nice.
Yep. Which first?
I read it first.
I watched it first in theaters.
Yeah.
And then I rewatched it and I forgot about things. And so my TikToks show that. All right. Your initial thoughts. I'll let you go first. Because would you recommend it to a friend?
No, I wouldn't. Not even the movie. Yeah, I just. Can I explain why? I don't know.
So here's what I just have determined.
Mm-hmm.
Bree's a cat and I'm a dog and someone needs to draw us like that because I enjoyed A Man Called Ove, but Bree overly enjoyed it because there was a freaking cat in it.
Well, I also really like the story and I relate with Ove.
I really like the story too. But man, you and that cat.
So this cute cat.
This one was about a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Many dogs. One dog, but many different dogs. I don't know. I loved it. So if you love dogs, I highly suggest this book.
One thing I've realized with our podcast, it makes me sound like I hate dogs, and I don't hate dogs.
I feel like you are to dogs how I am to cats. Like, I'm an animal person. I like cats.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to them, so I can't ever get a cat. But, I mean, I like Slash. He was just in here. He left.
She's like, I love him so much when he's not here. No.
And I feel like you're the same way. But, like, you had your perfect dog, and now no dog will match up to that. Mm-hmm. And
you've never had a cat.
I've never had. No, I know. I was saying I understand that where it's like you have the bar so high. That
it's
any
true.
Any other dog
Sadie,
is like, no. I love you because you were my dog, but you're not up here.
Yeah.
And so
that's very true.
That's kind of where I feel like you're at with dogs.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I do plan on getting a husky someday, but.
But you love huskies, so that'll help out that you love the breed.
Yeah, damn, this should have been a book about a husky. This might have been different.
They didn't have one husky in this book.
Assholes. Amy Hole. Isn't Balto a book?
I don't know.
I'll look this up while you
keep going.
Yeah, because the next question's all you too.
So why did I pick it for my birthday? Because dogs. I love dogs, and this one has like 5 dogs in it. And
fuck yeah.
Yes, it does.
Oh, Balto's
a book. Is it the story?
Several Balto books have been written. It's just not. What I'll do is I'll make us read a Balto book and watch the movie. No, maybe we'll watch the movie for a minisode or something. I don't know. Balto's okay. My favorite.
I love Balto.
That's the only reason why I like huskies.
Really? Uh-huh. I love Balto.
Uh-huh. Yep. That's why they're my favorite dogs.
One of my... I've tried to watch or compile a list of family movies to watch with my kids, mm-hmm. and that's one of them they haven't seen yet. I know.
I love that one so much.
It's a good one.
It really is.
Anyways, yeah, I picked this movie because of dogs, this book movie. And I've seen the movie, and I always wanted to read the book, and now I'm very glad I did.
My brain was stuck on Balto, and I was like, what?
When did you read it?
Yeah. Hold on.
All right, I have some fun facts for you. There is one about a cat in here for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I had heard this one from this first fun fact from my radio guys that I listened to, mm-hmm. and I refused to believe it because I wanted to see this movie so bad. So this was before the theater release. There was controversy that arose from behind the scenes footage that surfaced to show a dog in distress being forced into the water. And as a result, the premiere was canceled. And the Humane Society got involved, but they determined that the footage was misleading and there was absolutely no abuse that occurred. So I was really glad when I read that because I was like, I'm going to do fun facts and they're going to say this and they're going to say it was true. And then I'm going to have to hate this movie because how can I like a movie that abuses animals? So I was very happy when I found out law enforcement got involved and it was deemed false.
That's good.
Yes. Number two. Bradley Cooper was originally going to play the voice of the dog, but
I Josh remember Gad. That actually.
I did not. I don't know who I'd rather have.
Josh Gad.
Okay.
Bradley Cooper's for eye candy, excuse you. I would want to see his face.
Rocket.
I know, and that makes me sad that he's not in it.
Yeah, he would have been a good superhero.
Mm-hmm. Especially since, dude, I'm sorry. But you are forever Kirk, and I can't even think of your name. But Kirk would stand in as Rocket in like a green suit so that they would have a reference for him. So on set, he was giving the lines. So I was like, why didn't Bradley not come in?
Rude.
Yeah.
All right. Bryce, guess your?
Geese? I have no idea.
I don't know. He plays young Ethan. He had a cat named Bailey in real life.
He's probably like, this is weird.
Bailey's a cat, not a dog. What's going on?
Mm-hmm. Wrong.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It was released the same day as the series premiere of Rivendell, which also stars KJ Apa.
Way to have Lord of the Rings on your brain. You definitely just said Rivendell.
I did say Rivendell. Riverdale. I mean, we just did our Comic-Con podcast.
Have you watched my videos yet?
I did watch them. Yep.
I love Riverdale so much. It's one of my shows. I mean, it gets pretty like dramatic in later seasons. Mm-hmm. So like it was one of mine and mom's shows. And so we were watching it hardcore. And then we were like, okay, there's like some of the storylines are going a little bit far off here. Yeah. But.
I watched the first, maybe not the whole first season, but a big chunk of the first season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good show.
Yeah. And this was Peggy Lipton's last movie.
Who's that?
She's old Hannah.
Oh.
I don't know. Guys, my fun facts, they did not have many, so I'm sorry. Like, I have the first three. I was like, those are good. And then after that, I'm like, okay, I don't know. Let's pick something.
Let's.
Well, I guess I better just go for it because.
Yeah, go for it.
Life number one doesn't really happen in the movie.
Yeah. Basically.
Okay, so we are following this brand new puppy. He's a stray and he's trying to figure out life. He names his brothers Hunger, Fast, and his sister.
Isn't it Hungry?
Yes, it is Hungry. Thank you. And Hungry's not doing too well. We follow this pup around as he tries to figure out life. Like he's like a little brand new little puppy would. And mother lets them know all humans are dangerous. And one day people come and they capture them. And sister escapes and Hungry had died in the night.
And literally like Allie says, Toby gets, because his name's Toby, right?
Yep.
So Toby gets like 2 seconds in the movie, and then I don't even know how he dies.
Probably how he dies in here. We just don't see.
Yeah, it was just so stupid. I was like, wait, what happened?
Yep.
All right.
But Toby's life continues in the book.
I forgot. I should have just let you go. Sorry.
That's okay. No worries. They're on a dog farm in Mexico, and one of the people running the farm is not excited that they got more dogs because there is no room for these new dogs. The woman named the pup Toby, and he's fed and got to play with other dogs, and he's like, this is the best life ever. Like, I don't have to hunt for food. I get food and I get to play. But one night his mom escaped, and he's like, okay, I gotta go follow mom. Like, I'm loyal to her. But he was sad because he was having a lot of fun with his new friend Coco. But they caught Toby not too far, so he had to come back home. Eventually, they also caught Sister, and Toby saw what happened to dogs that are left on their own because she looked awful. And they brought them to the vet and got them all fixed and everything. And the vet was talking to Carlos, and he's like, I'm going to give you some time to figure this out, but this is not healthy for the dogs. And so Toby doesn't know what the heck that means. And eventually they found a dog named Spike. And there was nothing good about this dog. He battled Top Dog, and Spike was just a little bully dog, and eventually attacked Fast and Sister. And Toby jumped in to save him, but Spike got him, and there was permanent damage done to his nose. And Toby noticed Senora, which is what he called his person, was crying and begging people not to take her dogs away. But the authorities brought him to a room where he was put to sleep due to the damage on his nose. They were just like, yeah, we can't have a bunch of dogs, and this one's already hurt, so might as well just put it to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like Bree said, that did not happen.
No, it does not. Now I'll probably start talking a little bit.
Skip all of Toby's life. All right, rude. All right. So Toby wakes up and he's a puppy again. And he's like, what is happening? And he's just trying to figure out. He's like, because he figured out his first purpose in life was like to have fun and be Senora's dog and just like, you know, learn life. And now he's like, well, what's the purpose of this life?
He's like, wait, this is dumb.
Yeah.
Why am I back?
Yep. And this time he's a little golden retriever puppy, and he still had the memories of his old life.
That's why you like this dog.
You know what's funny is I probably forgot because I'd seen this movie, you know, however many years ago, but I always wanted to name my puppy Bailey. And then I read it, I was like, Bailey, oh my gosh. And I probably got it from this, but so he had memories from his old life. He's trying to figure out what his purpose was, and he saw another dog pregnant next to his litter. So the way this book works, which I kind of liked, is like he describes things that, like, as a dog, I mean, as people with knowledge, we clicked puzzle pieces together. Like, we're like, oh, okay, he's on a breeding farm, like, or mm-hmm. whatever they're called, or mm-hmm. or this owner has multiple dogs and has litters of puppies. But he just kind of like observes and says what he sees for mm-hmm. us to figure out.
Yeah.
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 And so that's what he did. So he's like, oh, there's another dog pregnant next to me, and people are coming and buying these dogs, these puppies. And, he figured out he used his knowledge from previous life to figure out how to escape from this little puppy farm on this life. And so he's wandering around, and then a guy finds him, and he's like, you might be worth something. So he takes him, and Toby says he smells some type of chemical smell on him. And then he goes to this bar, but Toby describes it as this building that has the same chemical smell. So that was another mm-hmm. oh, he smells alcohol on him type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so he stops at the bar, but he leaves Toby in the car, and it's freaking like summertime, and Toby is about to die from heat exhaustion when a woman breaks the window and takes him out.
In the movie, I forget how he escapes. I just remember him getting picked up by these two drunk dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think they like purchase him. I don't think he escapes the farm. I think they come and get him.
I don't think they purchase him because the reason they pick him up is the same.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, I can sell you. So he must just have been wandering around.
Mm-hmm.
He got out somewhere, wandered around.
It was two dudes who get him.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Ethan and his mom who come to save him.
Yeah, little Ethan is begging, Mom, we have to save him.
We had to save him. Which I was like, that's dumb.
So this woman brought this dog home to a boy. And this puppy is like, oh my gosh, a boy. And it's like the best thing ever. The boy is Ethan. And he gave the dog the name Bailey. And Bailey met the house cat and learned what it's like to be a pet.
That pretty much happens, except for Ethan got the dog beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And in the movie, they automatically start showing mom and dad's tension. Whereas in the book, I never got it until they were split up.
Yes, agreed. So Ethan, mom and dad left and Bailey was left home all by himself. We find out that they went to school and work, but he's still trying to figure out what the heck this is. And there's a doggy door. He doesn't.
Because he's left in the garage.
Yeah.
First off,
left in the garage. There's a doggy door so that he can go outside, but he doesn't understand how to do it. But once he does understand, he's like, oh, this is the coolest thing ever. It was very cute. So he tore up the garage and did typical dog things. And there's new neighbors that moved in. And like this, the chapters really, they go through like years. I felt like there wasn't a nice,
this is a day.
Yeah,
it was
a jumble of events that mm-hmm. you kind of clicked. Oh, because it'll start off like talking about summer and then it'll end talking about like either summer next year or like
mm-hmm.
like Christmas or what. But there was never like defining moments that or points that said that
what it was
on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So you kind of had to figure it out. So there's new neighbors now. And Todd and Ethan are the same age. They became friends-ish things. And Todd likes to use firecrackers and blow stuff up. But Ethan doesn't think that's as fun as Todd does. Ethan would hang out with Bailey in his garage when his parents started fighting. And they realized that Bailey realized, my purpose is to comfort my boy. That's why I'm here. So sweet.
Yeah. In the movie, they don't ever leave the dog in the garage by himself. So he just makes a mess of the house right off the bat. And Todd really isn't a friend. He's just a random kid who shows up later on in the movie.
Yeah, he's not in childhood Ethan's life, is he?
No, he's not. And he's all in childhood Ethan's life in the book. So,
yep.
Oh, and then I guess Bailey never realizes that his purpose is to comfort his boy.
No, because he doesn't realize purposes. So Todd snuck Bailey into his house and Bailey had smelled another like bad chemical smell. And Bailey heard Ethan calling for him. So he barked and Todd yells at him and his mom calls him down because she heard something. And eventually, Todd's sister snuck him out and Bailey ran to Ethan. But it was like a really like Ethan or Bailey got this real like not nice smell coming off of Todd.
Todd's a serial killer.
It seemed like it. Yeah, he was not going to be nice to Bailey at all.
I was like, ooh, it starts with the animals.
Yep. Crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
Hurting puppies.
That doesn't happen in the movie.
Nope. The years pass and it was summertime and they went to a farm where Ethan's grandparents lived and Bailey met a skunk twice and Ethan called him a dumb dog, a stupid dog. And his grandma's like, don't say that. We don't like the word stupid. And she's like, call him Doodle Dog instead. So that's was his name was Doodle Dog. And, it's so funny when Riley reads books.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I tell her like, oh, we don't say stupid and we don't say idiot or stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes in second grade books, they say it.
Yeah.
So like she's reading The Bad Guys right now and it'll say like she's reading and then it'll say stupid and she just freezes and she stares at it. And she like looks at me like, Mom, what am I supposed to do? I'm like, it's in a story. You can read it. Yeah. And she's like, Well, I mean, I guess I'd rather you not say it than go around saying it all the time. But it's
hilarious.
I think it's the funniest thing. Anyways, so Ethan and Bailey go fishing, and finally, Ethan caught a really big fish, and it pulled him into the water. Oh, no.
Oh, no. They go to the farm, but the rest of that does not happen.
Is there anything that's happened in the movie that you feel noteworthy, or no, not really?
Well, I guess I'll say now, too, one of the things about the movie, they let us know exactly when in time it takes place, because the dad just keeps bringing up the nuclear war and all the nuclear threats that are going on. Because this was when, like, nuclear weapons were first being made. And so that keeps getting brought up, and it keeps making Ethan sad. So then he keeps leaving the dinner table, which, again, in the book, they felt like an actual, like, nice family, not anything wrong. Plus, I'm pretty sure his dad never went to the farm with them because he was on his work trips. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much it.
Good. Okay.
Up until you get to a certain, oh, the next part.
Okay. It turns out Ethan wasn't in danger in the water, but Bailey didn't understand that, so he saved him. And Ethan thought this was awesome, so he had Bailey save him over and over again. And that summer, Ethan invented this boomerang frisbee thing he called the flip, and Bailey hated it. He's like, that's the stupidest thing ever. And summer's over, and everyone's back to work or school, and Bailey gets to stay in the house now with the help of Smokey, the cat. He destroys the house. But Bailey gets all the blame, not the cat.
And that's what happened when Bailey stayed at home when he was a puppy. And the flip is not a thing in the movie. Instead, it's this weird flat frisbee. Oh, also, they don't do the whole saving him in the pond.
No.
Which is frustrating. Because, again, that's part of his purpose.
So Bailey and Ethan were playing at Grandma and Grandpa's for the next summer. And they met a neighbor girl named Hannah, who apparently Ethan had known since a baby, but they hadn't seen each other since. And Mom and Grandpa and Grandma, they left for a couple days. And my head is like, Ethan's like 11, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're just supposed to be young.
And they just leave him at the house.
I mean, I was getting left alone at like 8 or 9.
Oh, well, I was not. But for a couple days. Like, I would. Okay,
no, not a couple days.
I would
That's
be left
weird.
At home, like, for work day. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. No, not for a couple days.
Like, I would not be left at home overnight.
No.
No.
No. Not until I was an adult.
I guess it's what? Supposed to be like the 80s, 90s? Not 90s.
No, 70s. Yeah. So it probably happened more often than not.
Probably. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so Ethan's, you know, 11-year-old boy interested in things. He opens the gun cabinet and he's shooting some cans, which freaked Bailey out at first. But he gets that smell of gunpowder, which will come up in later times. And that night, Ethan hears a sound, so he goes back to the gun cabinet and he's kind of freaked out, but luckily it was nothing.
That doesn't happen in the movie. And since we're past the next time they went home, there is a scene in the movie where the dad's boss is coming over for a very important dinner, and so his dad is like on edge and wants everything prim and proper and wants to make sure that it goes as smoothly as he can. My next note says dad's a dick, which he wasn't in the book.
Nope.
And then also in the book, he was excited to get this new job where he was traveling, and it was like a really good thing for him to be able to do. Whereas in the movie, he was having his boss come over for dinner to try and get an office job. He was like, I really want to stay home. I really want an office job. I was like,
it's exactly opposite.
That's not what it was. And then dad has this really important coin collection, which Bailey ends up eating one of the coins. And so then, or Ethan. No, wait, I said it right.
You said it right.
Okay,
Bailey.
Good. And so then Ethan takes Bailey outside to try and get him to poop it out. And he finally does. But it's all this stupid stuff. All this stupid added stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, because of this, this is when Bailey gets put in the garage. Which also, the garage is not connected to the house in any way. Whereas in the book, when you read it, they like open the door from inside the house and it's the garage. Whereas in the movie, it's a whole other building apart from the house.
And this is where he calls him boss dog?
Oh, yeah. Right before he eats the coin.
Coin.
Mm-hmm. He calls him boss dog, and then he barks like he does
in
the book.
Excited. Mm-hmm. Boss dog. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then I guess I'll say this. Now in the movie, Ethan is a teenager and he meets Hannah at a carnival.
Oh, yeah. They were not childhood friends.
No. I thought that was stupid. I like the childhood friends thing.
Okay. Well, Ethan is still a child in the book. And he decides to go horseback riding without an adult. But the horse got spooked by a snake and he tore off. Now Ethan and Bailey are lost for days. And Bailey could smell that Ethan was giving up. That's what I liked. I like that Bailey smelled different feelings or different mm-hmm. things going on in the people.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, that's what dogs do, right? That's why we have service dogs and all that sort of stuff. So it was really cool.
All animals do it.
Yeah. It was cool reading it from a dog's point of view. I know you don't think so.
No, I don't. But this is also why it makes me upset for later on in the book.
Makes sense.
Because I'm like, you have been so spot on with everything else. How come?
Maybe he was dying too. They wanted just to
die together.
Die together. Oops, spoiler. Sorry.
No, I was trying to not say anything.
Oh my gosh. Oh, well. Who's dying? You never know.
I don't know.
Okay. So Ethan's given up, but Bailey keeps pushing him forward, and Bailey smelled a man. And this is cue back to him as Toby. This is things he learned as Toby. And they were the search and rescue team, and Ethan was brought to the hospital, which was the first night Bailey never spent with him, and he was very uneasy.
This does not happen in the movie.
I just thought about Homeward Bound when Shadow stayed with the little girl. Such a cute scene in both book and Homeward Bound movie.
Yeah.
That didn't happen in the book. Look at, here we go. Okay, it's in this book, but it wasn't in the Incredible Journey book. And it wasn't in this movie, but it was in the Homeward Bound movie. There we go. Match. So.
Match with the opposite. I know. Not the same story, but guess what? Yes. It's there.
Yep. So time passed, and now they're back home for the school year. And Chelsea, who is a friend down the street, lost her dog Marshmallow, but they never found her. And eventually she got a new dog named Duchess, and she's a little puppy. And Bailey's just having flashbacks to Coco in the yard, and he's kind of getting annoyed with Duchess because he's an older dog now. And it's nearly summertime now, and everybody's talking about go-karts. And Ethan keeps ignoring Bailey to work on this go-kart, and it's just annoying. And then there's this big neighborhood go-kart race, and Ethan races against Todd. And Todd's brother gives him a big push at the start. But Ethan's go-kart is better. So Ethan's racing down, his neck and neck. And then Bailey jumps in the go-kart and gives him a final push to win. And a huge fight breaks out between Ethan and Todd. And Drake, Todd's older brother, tries to keep the fight going, but no one is. And that night, a rock crashed through the window of Ethan's house. And Bailey smelled Todd on that rock.
And that doesn't happen in the movie.
Nope. So the family cat dies and they bury it in the yard. And Bailey dug it up, and he's like, it's okay. It's dead. You don't need to cry.
That happened in the movie just a little before he was a teenager. Before Ethan was a teenager.
Yeah. That was so funny. They didn't go back to the farm for a while, but now Ethan started football because now Ethan's a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And life's going on, and Bailey's learning all about football. And one summer, they did go back to the farm, and Hannah and Ethan hung out all summer. And they were wrestling with their faces, and according to Bailey, he's like, what is happening? So then he goes back to school. They go back home, but Hannah comes and visits a lot, and she's watching him play football. And then Todd comes over, and he's like, hey, you want to go to a party and ditch this place? And Hannah's like, no, it's okay. I'm watching Ethan. And he convinced her that, hey, well, Ethan's dating someone else, so... And Hannah and Ethan talk for a bit, and he's like, no, and he convinces her of the truth. And eventually they went back home, and there was a big hunk of meat in the yard, and it smelled like Todd. And Bailey picked it up for a second, but it had a really bad taste in it, so he didn't eat it. And eventually Mom threw the meat out. I thought this was how he's going to die in the book.
Mm. Yeah, I could see that. Me too, I think.
Since they've screwed up everything else, I was like, well.
There he goes. This Ethan does play football, but the rest of this doesn't really happen. Instead, he gets a scholarship to a college.
Yep. So So time goes on and it's snowy now and Hannah visits again and they have a snow day sledding and Todd shows up to get his little sister from this big hill and Hannah lets Ethan know that's the guy that talked to me and said that you were dating Michelle. And Ethan is pissed and he yells at him. He's like, why do you do this? This is why you don't have any friends.
And that doesn't happen. In the movie, though, Ethan and his dad have gotten into it like a fight. And you see that Ethan's dad is pretty abusive.
He's drunk all the time.
Mm-hmm. And then Ethan is the one who tells his dad to leave. Mm-hmm. Ethan is like, you need to leave. This is not good. Whereas in the book, they, like, the parents even tried to work it out. Mm-hmm. Like, things got rocky. So then they sent Ethan to go be with his grandparents and they tried to work it out. Mm-hmm. Not this Ethan being like, get out of here.
I'm the man of the house. Eh?
Yeah.
So Bailey escaped for his random wanders around the neighborhood that he sometimes did. And he noticed a boy leaving Bailey's house. And he realized, oh my gosh, it's Todd. And he saw that he set fire to the house. Bailey attacked Todd and bit his foot super hard.
I'm just going to jump in here.
Okay.
Because my notes are kind of like wonky. Mm-hmm. And so after Ethan tells his dad to leave, he leaves. So then Mom, Ethan, and Bailey get to go back to the house. Whereas in the book, they end up staying on the farm after the split. Mm-hmm. And so that was a difference.
That's pertinent for what's about to happen.
That's pertinent for what's about to happen. Plus, like, literally, I'm like halfway through my notes on the next page. I just needed to say that one. That's why I was on the other side still.
Got it.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to jump and throw this in.
Yep.
Plus, you've been talking a lot. So
thanks. Yeah. Yep. Feel free. Talk all you want.
Sure.
Oh, man. Okay. So Bailey attacks Todd. Todd finally escapes, but his foot is bleeding. It's bad. And Mom and Dad make it out, but Ethan is still in the house. And Bailey tries to go save him, but the fire's too big. And he's barking and barking, and finally Ethan is able to jump out the window. He's on the second story. He busted his leg super bad. So he spent some time in the hospital. On the night of the crime, they asked Chelsea's mom to watch Bailey. And they're trying to figure out what was happening. They figured out it was arson, but they don't know who until they see blood on the ground and they see blood on Bailey. And so they took some DNA from Bailey and they followed the blood to Todd's house. And Bailey stayed at Chelsea's house for a while. And Ethan had to get pins in his legs and he wouldn't be able to play football again. Todd eventually confessed and they had to move into an apartment. But Ethan wasn't with them yet. And Mom and Dad were fighting more.
Yeah. So
take it away.
Yeah. So the whole reason that Todd starts a fire is because Todd shows up to a bar because, well, not a bar. It's like after a football game, Ethan and Hannah go to have like celebratory dinner and Ethan's dad shows up drunk. And so then Ethan wants to leave and Todd comes up to him and starts making fun of his dad because he's a drunk. So then they get into a fight. And then because Ethan was winning the fight, Todd got mad. So that's why he starts the fire. The fire happens after Ethan gets a scholarship for football, which made me mad because I get why they did it in the movie because it was then he was losing something because of this. Whereas in the book, it was just this was his hopes and his dreams that were now crushed. Mm-hmm. So I get it. But also I was like, this is stupid. Then in the movie, Bailey wakes Ethan up for the fire.
Bailey saves him.
Yeah. And Ethan is the one who then gets his mom out of the fire because it's also not with Ethan's both of his parents. Mm-hmm. And so it's just those two who are then needing to get out of the house. And Ethan lowers his mom and Bailey down on a sheet. And then the sheet gets lost and he has to jump out. And he ruins his legs. But then he doesn't stay at the hospital for a while. I mean, he probably does, but you see him in the very next scene and he's on crutches. Oh, and then Bailey did bite Todd, but his blood is not what led the cops to him. Bailey is who led the cops to him. And that made me upset too, because I was like, what?
He was doing his search and rescue a little too early.
Yeah, you don't even know how to do that yet, sir. That's not in this life.
So eventually Ethan comes home in the book and he's doing okay. He's really excited to see Bailey and he's walking with crutches and Bailey knows don't play with the crutches.
And only Bailey knew that in the movie.
I know. That's why I put it in here.
Because Bailey goes to chew on them right away.
And Ethan yells at him.
Mm-hmm.
It was sad. So eventually they went to grandma and grandpa's for the summer and the grown-ups are talking about how Ethan's happier here and mom agrees and Ethan and Bailey stay on the farm for that school year and then Ethan leaves for college after that and Bailey didn't understand.
Yeah, that they don't stay there or they don't have Ethan stay there. Which
right,
is,
did Ethan did stay, right? Did I remember that right? It was a movie.
In the book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I was like typing this and I was like, hold on.
No, he stays.
Right, to learn the way of the farm, right?
Yeah, okay. And like, he's happier there. He has his girlfriend there. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, it just makes more sense for him to finish.
And then his mom
here.
Went home to work on mm-hmm. her marriage. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly. Did not happen in the movie at all. Mm-mm. And then Ethan goes for college.
Yep.
But the weird thing is Ethan leaves for college and he does leave from the farm. So I'm like, wait.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why I was confused. I was like, wait, did he mm-hmm. stay or mm-hmm. was he leaving? Okay.
Mm-mm. But then it also then makes sense in the book why Ethan would still be on the farm when he's older.
Right.
Because he was raised for that. Whereas in the movie, it's just kind of like, oh, I guess this is where I ended up.
Well, Bailey chases after Ethan and mom and eventually caught up to them. But grandpa brought him back to the farm. And Bailey's pissed. He's like, what the heck? My person left me. Why are you taking me back? But Bailey would go and visit Hannah a lot. He was really sad. But Ethan did come and hang out on his breaks. But him and Hannah broke up because Ethan was getting jealous of one of Hannah's fellow track teammates. And the years pass and we see mom crying and she throws her wedding ring in the lake. And eventually there's this new guy named Rick. And Bailey took a little bit to get to like him, but now Bailey really likes him. Time is passing, and all of a sudden, Bailey's really old and tired, and Grandma says something's wrong, and they take him to the vet, and sure enough, it's time for him to go. And the vet gave him a shot, and he can feel how anxious everybody is, so he's fighting to hold on. I really thought Ethan wasn't going to show up. I was like,
I was confused what was taking the dog so long
to die. Yeah, I was like, they give him a shot and Ethan's not even there. And well,
what's funny is I had a feeling. I was like, okay, this happens. People's pets die when they're in college. Fine. Like, yeah. He's going to be sad. But yeah. And I was like, damn, this dog is like, what the fuck?
So it must have just been like a morphine shot.
I think it was just something because I think the adults knew, okay, Ethan's going to come to say goodbye. Mm-hmm. So we just need to make him comfortable right now. But it was not well. Like, none of the humans said this in the book. So how am I supposed to know? I was like, okay, I'm ready for the next dog life.
We were supposed to just know about it being him being anxious, feeling all their anxious.
Oh, that's true. No, I did not.
Okay.
I was like, dire.
Wow. Meanwhile, I'm on my way to meet my college friends and I'm listening to in the car and I'm like, I'm like sobbing. I'm like, oh my gosh, this looks great to meet all my college friends with. Anyway, so eventually Ethan got there and all the anxiety left the room and Ethan was able to say goodbye to his doodle dog.
So in the movie, mom is not taking Ethan to college. Ethan's just driving by himself. And then when Bailey catches up to him, Grandpa doesn't come to get Bailey. Ethan just leaves Bailey at the crosswalk.
Peace.
Yep. And then Ethan and Hannah broke up, not because of jealousy, but it was right after Ethan's accident. And he basically was just like, this isn't going to work. And I actually think it was because he was jealous that she was getting to go to college, like all of her plans. And now his plans were kind of screwed.
Yep. It was purely I'm depressed and in a bad mood, so I want to keep like fireballing, ruining my life type mm-hmm. of feeling mm-hmm. rather than I was like, Hannah, just hold on. Give him time. He'll want to stay with you.
But there's a reason why that doesn't happen, because in the book it's over jealousy, not because.
Exactly.
And then the whole Rick thing doesn't happen and mom throwing her wedding ring in the lake doesn't happen. Bailey getting old and dying does.
I felt so bad after this chapter or watching it because I'm like, luckily I was back home so I could say goodbye to Emma.
Yeah.
But the part where it's like I moved out and Emma's like, what the hell? Where's my person? And I'm like, just reading this from like a dog point of view, I'm like, I feel so bad because like I was, you know, ready to move out into my first place, excited. And I'm like, peace. I just left her. I feel so bad. Were you able to be there for any of your dogs, like, besides Sadie?
Goldie passed naturally.
Oh, that's right.
And we gave Sasha away.
Really?
Yeah.
How did I not know that?
I know. I just realized that. I was in college, and she just got to be too much, because she was German Shepherd Wolf Dog.
Oh.
And she howled like a dog.
Oh.
And her energy was too high. And so I think they gave her away my freshman year of college.
Okay.
And sadly, the family that we gave her to, I don't know if they were people mom knew or I don't know how we did it. But they were a family that seemed to be great because they had kids and stuff. But they didn't watch her with other kids. I think, or something happened and she bit someone, so then they put her down.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't even think they, like, gave her a fighting chance, which sucked, because she was a sweet dog.
Yeah.
She was a lot, but she was sweet.
Oh.
Yeah, I was sad about that. I was like, oh, man. Mm. Yeah. So, no, only Sadie.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And then Goldie dying naturally here at the house is why my dad will not get another dog.
Oh, because it was traumatic?
Yeah, well, so the sunroom is where she passed, and that's right under their room, basically. And then Dad had to clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize, but it's pretty nasty because, like, all the bowels and all of the bladders empty out. All of your blood empties out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so he basically had to get her out of a pool of just disgustingness and take her to the vet.
Oh, my gosh.
So... yeah.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah. So he doesn't want to deal with that. But she was a fighter. We had her for like, I was in fifth grade and she died in like 2020.
Wow.
Yeah. It's either 2019 or 2020.
That's like 17 years.
Yeah. She was around for a long time. And the last like 5 years of her life, we kept like, we would be watching her and she would be like lethargic and we'd be like, it's getting time. But then the next day she'd be running around like a little puppy and we'd be like, just kidding. Wow. Or one time she escaped our backyard. And so then we went and found her. And when we found her, something happened to her wrist or ankle and it swelled up like three times the size of what it was. And we were like, ooh, this is it. And like me and mom went out and we fed her whole box of bones that we had left over.
Wow.
Next day, wrist and ankle was fine, looked exactly normal. And she's, we were like,
she's like, I conned you.
Exactly. So yeah.
Oh.
Nope, only Sadie.
Oh.
I was going to say, why did I say that? Sadly, that's a hard thing to go through. So
super hard.
I'm glad I've only done it once.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't do it with Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
We said goodbye. Like, I knew she was going.
Yeah.
But mom told me to say goodbye at home, and her and Dad took her.
Reading this made me glad that I was with her.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay.
Yep. So then I was there with Jasper, and then I got to be there with Emma, which was our childhood pet. And I haven't had to do clutch yet, so keep fighting, little dude. He's 9 now, so let's see.
Like, just stay alive for the rest of the time.
Forever.
Yeah, that's not something you want to go through.
No, it's not fun.
No, it sucks.
But it is good. I was there for them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My parents didn't think I would want to be for Sadie because they knew it was going to be hard for me. And it was the day after we had moved into this house. And so it was a lot of change. So I think they were worried about that. But I was like, I'm not leaving Sadie alone on this.
Right. I know. I read from a vet's point of view, and it says the worst is when people aren't in the room with their dogs or any pets, Because it's like that they're looking for their person in this scary moment. And I'm like, and Clutch hates the vet already. So he's going to be like,
say, yeah,
he shake. Like I've never seen like a little chihuahua almost.
Aww.
Except he's a corgi. So he's like a huge little chunky sausage just shaking. Poor wool pup.
What's funny is cats just leave. Cats leave before they die.
How interesting.
Mm-hmm. Like they almost don't want to put that pain on you. But then it almost sucks because
you're like, where'd you
I'm
go?
Like, I want you to have me there. With
right.
It. Yeah.
And stay with me.
So
Nabbit.
I haven't had to deal with that with any of my cats.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, so Bailey wakes up as a puppy again.
Guys, this is my favorite dog.
He's a little German shepherd, but he's not a he anymore. He's a she.
Yes.
And she eventually gets adopted by a guy named Jacob, who's training her to be a police dog. Her name is Ellie, and it went into details about police dog training, and Ellie sensed something wrong with Jacob, but like he was missing something, but she didn't know what. They were just figuring life out together again, and Ellie got to stay with other police dogs at the station kennels and all this sort of stuff.
Jacob is not Jacob in the movie. He's Carlos. But Ellie is there. And basically, the rest of that happens.
Just figuring out life.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ellie was called to a real mission. She was brought to find this woman who had Alzheimer's and she wandered off. Ellie did it and she got praised. And she's like, oh, she realizes her purpose is to find people who are in danger. So she's feeling really good about her purpose. And then Jacob brings her to a cemetery and he's crying and talking to his late wife. And they continue their work and Ellie finds more people.
This doesn't happen.
Nope.
At all. I was so mad. Ellie's story gets so screwed up in the movie. I'll let you continue.
Okay, but first I gotta ask.
Mm-hmm.
Did you... Oh, you read it first. Dang it. I thought he was going through a divorce. And he was really bitter and sad about the divorce in the movie.
Okay, that makes sense.
And reading this, I'm like, duh. That makes so much more sense. And you'd think someone who went through that would have clicked.
Yeah.
Like, oh, his wife obviously died. No.
Well, they don't even, like, he doesn't go to the cemetery or
anything.
He's
just crying in bed with her picture next to on the bed. Mm-hmm. So I just was like, wow, he really didn't want a divorce. Man, you would think, though, why would my head go there and not death?
Well, also because you saw it in 2017, too.
Yeah.
When you hadn't been through this.
Right.
So.
But I had forgotten about it. So you think rewatching it, I'd be like, oh, I understand. No, I still thought it was a divorce. Okay.
That's hilarious.
Anyways. So there's a really urgent call that they get and they go to the mall and it's totally shut down and Ellie has to find this little girl. Jacob is encouraging her, but she lost the scent to a car and Jacob finds like, you know what? Get in the rig. And they get in the car and they start driving and Ellie's like, oh, I'm supposed to smell while we're driving. We've never done this before. So they're driving and she is able to like run to each side of the car to tell him where to go. And eventually they get to a spot. Toyota Camry's there. And it's in a valley and she smells the smell even more.
Dude, this made me so mad in the movie because they're at the police station and Carlos's boss is like, we got him. We got him. There's a girl. You got to take this shirt and smell. And so they take the shirt and they smell, but they just start in the car. Bailey doesn't go and actually find like, oh, they got in the car and now we got to leave. And she just is like, they're in the car. And they go straight off and then they go to this weird bridge thing.
Well, the suspect saw Ellie in the book and he darted off and they end up tracking him down and he shot Jacob in the stomach. Ellie attacks him and the other officer comes and he called Ellie off. But then the suspect shot again and eventually the officer shot and killed the guy. And Jacob's not doing well. He's lifted by a helicopter. And Ellie was so confused because she's all by herself now. But then there's this new girl, Maya, talking with another police officer about how she isn't sure she'll be able to handle the canine unit.
Guys, instead of Carlos getting shot, Ellie gets shot. This is where Ellie dies.
I have such mixed feelings about this.
It pisses me off.
Brie has a solid feeling I am mixed. So obviously I don't want dog danger or to die or anything, right?
Yeah.
But I thought the movie, it added a different element. Spoiler alert, Ellie lives her long, happy life. And right. Mm-hmm. So it's another long, happy life dog. Mm-hmm. Whereas dying in the movie due to your job was kind of like a different thing. Right. And so I enjoyed seeing her life differently, like from start to end.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this life was a lot like Bailey's, where it's the whole thing.
Yeah.
But she does a lot of cool stuff as Ellie.
She does a lot of cool stuff as Ellie. And also, the movie kills her because the movie has no purpose for the dog.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Ellie knows her purpose and she's great at it. But she still gets to continue doing it and realize how much she loves it because of other things that happen in the future where she then can't do it. And then she's like, oh no.
Right, right. So I have mixed feelings.
Yeah. And Maya, guys, is a character, but it's Tino's owner.
I really like Tino, though.
I hate Tino.
What?
Because I love Ellie.
Tino's a little corgi. He reminds me of Clutch.
Ellie got screwed so that Tino could live. Why? I don't know. And like, what? Did you think having a new cop step into Jacob's place is boring? Like, oh, I don't know. Because basically Maya's whole story that happens in the book happens in the movie just with Tino.
And different, not including all the cop parts.
Yeah.
All right. Let's let him know what.
Mm-hmm.
So Ellie moved in with Maya and she had three cats. She just continued to do work and train, and they go to Mama's house often, and there's this guy named Al there, and he's super awkward flirting with Maya, and they go back home, and Maya's sad because she is not doing great at this canine unit. She's a little heavier, and running was really hard, but, you know, she was working at it.
Maya meets Al on a college campus and immediately ignores his advances.
Yep. Ellie went with Maya to Jacob's house and found out he is taking disability. And
this was such a cute scene.
This was a cute scene. And he's taking disability and done with police stuff. He got really frustrated with Maya because she's like, I'm going to withdraw from the canine unit. He's like, no, you are not, because you're going to confuse Ellie. And she's such a good dog. You can do this. And it gave her the motivation. She continues. Al is still awkwardly flirting with her. And Maya and Ellie get certified as a rescue unit.
Now, Tino has fallen in love with Al's dog, Roxy. This is my last note on that. So if you have other stuff you want in here, you're going to have to say it.
I will.
I did not like that story. I was like,
I guess my only thing that I want to note is that I love Tino and how he was the family dog. So that was the difference. Whereas Ellie sort of got to be the family dog, but it focused on her police part, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Tino was the family dog, and it goes through like marriage and kids and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And so it showed Tino being like not super super annoyed because the kids are like playing dress up with him and everything like this. And I just loved it because that's my kids do to Clutch. And Clutch is a corgi and Tino was a corgi. And I was just like, oh, I relate so much.
Me, I'm like, this dog's stupid. You would never fall in love with that dog.
I was like actually upset. Like when Ellie did not die in the book, I was like, what the heck? And then I had forgotten her name was Maya in the movie. And so I was like, what? But then all the little pieces started clicking. And I was like, they're doing Tino's life as Ellie. Okay.
They're doing Tino's life as Ellie.
Yes.
It's vice versa.
It is vice versa because the book came first, but I watched the movie first. So it's like, okay. And so anyways. All right. Let's keep going. So they did a lot of work and they found a dead body once, and it super bummed both of them out because Ellie's like, my job is to find and save, but this person was already dead. So that was not fun. So eventually they went to El Salvador and they helped with an earthquake that happened. And Ellie found lots of dead bodies to the point where Maya had one of her coworkers hide so she could find someone alive, which I heard they had to do that in the 9/11 things too. So sad because the dogs were getting so depressed.
Oh, I bet.
Mm-hmm. At one point, they got a toxic chemical smell and they were like, you can't go down there. But Ellie smelled someone alive down there. So she went down with permission and she saved a woman.
Ellie did not get permission.
Maya was like, she kept like fighting to go down there. And then Maya's like, oh, she smells someone alive.
No, Maya never believed her. Maya was like, what are you doing when she left?
Oh. Well, she went down there and she saved someone alive.
Ellie was like, screw you guys. I'm going to go find this person.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they went to the vet and they had to like take care of her nose and everything. And they're like, it'll be healed up soon. And it was not healed up. And she had to be honorably discharged because of her nose injury.
So sad.
Mm-hmm.
Did not happen.
Al proposed to Maya and Ellie was the ring bearer at the wedding. Ellie now is a classroom dog, so she goes to schools and talks about what police dogs do. And one of these days, a classroom, there was a little girl that came up and pet her. And the teacher's like, did you know so-and-so wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for Ellie? And after all the kids leave, Jacob comes in and he has a wife and they pick up the little girl, Alyssa. And Ellie noticed that Jacob's happy now, which he never was, but he has a family and that's why he's happy.
Ellie or Tino was not the ring bearer for Maya and Al, unfortunately.
I tried to have my dogs be. They were not good.
Sierra's dogs were.
Yeah.
Yeah. They each had one of the rings.
So cute.
Yeah. And they had a little bandana that said like best man and maid of honor.
Cute. So time goes on and they did a classroom and a teacher comes in frantic saying they lost one of their kids and there's this giant storm going on outside and they're like, you need to help us. You have a search and rescue dog. And she's like, she hasn't done this for 8 years. You need to call the police, but we'll try. It was rough, but she did find the little boy in a sewer drain. The boy lost his grip and started flowing down the river.
Oh, Georgie.
All in that red balloon, yes. Okay. Once the manhole cover was off, Ellie jumped in after him, and she eventually saved him. But she was super weak, and she spent some time at the vet. And she was eventually okay and got to go home. I thought she was going to die right here.
I did, too. I was like, oh, what a sucky ending for her. But also, she got to save one more person. That didn't happen in the movie.
Nope. But like you were saying with Ellie's rescue in the movie, they combined.
Yes, they did. The girl that Ellie ended up smelling, she ends up like jumping into a wild river sewer thing.
I think the bad guy pushed her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Ellie jumped in
mm-hmm.
to save her. Mm-hmm. And this is where the controversial video came out. Oh,
that makes sense.
But anyways, Ellie noticed something's happening with Maya's stomach. And Maya and Al are talking about baby names. And one of them they suggest is Ethan, which makes Ellie look up. Eventually, they brought home Gabriella. And Ellie was getting older. And she was okay with that. She's very proud of her life. And she's like, I served my purpose very well. I was, you know, I learned with Ethan. And I learned as Toby. And I now was very successful as Ellie. I'm ready to go. And she's taken to the vet. Everybody's crying, saying she's such a good dog. And she felt that prick and drifted off.
Did not happen because she was shot.
But did Tino die like that? I think so.
Yeah.
He lived his full life.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
But Ellie wakes up as a puppy again. Her life is not over. And she's
like, the hell?
She's not thrilled about this at all. Because she's like, I completed my purpose. Why the heck am I back? And she's a Now back to being a boy. He's a little lab puppy. And no one wants to buy him, though, because he's super depressed. He was raised to be a hunting dog. And he's, like, by himself, not wanting to be with anyone.
Doesn't want to play.
Mm-hmm. Not the things that you would want to go buy a dog for. And finally, someone buys him, and they bring him home to his girlfriend, and she named him Bear. But eventually she has to bring him to her parents' house because she's getting an eviction notice because she leaves him in the house locked up all day and he's barking because he's like, I have to pee and I'm locked up in this house and you don't play with me and all this sort of stuff. And she's not allowed to have a dog. So she brought him to her parents, and the parents are worse because they chain him up outside, and the dad's just a butthead.
So the boyfriend, or the girlfriend, is who buys the dog for this one, and it's their house where he's chained up outside, and the boyfriend is a dick.
There is this old lady next door who comes to the fence, and she gives Bear water and food, and eventually she's like, this is just ridiculous, and she calls the police, and the police come and give them a ticket, and the stepdad is pissed, saying, let's just shoot the dog, like, it's not even ours. And the next day he comes and he puts Bear in the trunk of a car next to a gun. So us readers are like, oh my gosh, I was about to cry. But luckily, I mean, I don't know if it's luckily, but I mean, better than shooting the dog. Mm-hmm. He ends up just driving away and he left Bear on the side of the road. He's like, I'm doing this for your own good.
I was just glad that in the movie it was like a truck bed, not a trunk.
Yeah.
Because it's a legit trunk. Like, he has no way. I also thought that he was just going to die from suffocation.
Yeah.
In the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but then this is where the super sad line of people do weird things. They like they leave you. And I was like, when I was looking for memes, that's all I found. We're like, I'm like, this is not funny. This is sad.
I mean, but it's true.
So sad. So anyways, Bear is super hot. He is wandering around looking for water.
Oh. Mm-hmm. The other thing I want to make note mm-hmm. of here is this dog is not a black lab. It's like a Saint Bernard looking dog.
Yeah, I read what it was, but I can't remember.
It's a straight black lab, which made it easy.
In the book it is.
Yeah. Which made it easy for him to like hide mm-hmm. and like run in the dog park and then hide. Whereas in the movie, he's white and brown.
He's like a shepherd. Saint Bernard, something else yeah. mixed together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, sure.
So eventually he finds a pond and he's drinking and he remembers the smell from his Bailey days because it's the farm that he is near the farm. Wait, let's try that again. It's pond near the farm.
It's the farm
near the farm.
Wow. An avocado.
Thanks. Okay, so he wanders around for a little bit and he notices everything has changed in this area. But he found the dog park and he's starting to play with other dogs. And he smells Hannah immediately and he looks around. But this woman is not Hannah, but she smells like her. And that means Ethan must be around too. So he's trying to find Ethan.
In the movie, he does go to the dog park, notices the smell, and then immediately finds the farm and like Ethan. But that's also because they never went to the pond, so there could be no way for him to find the pond first.
Yep. So Bear's playing at the dog park for a while and people are getting suspicious because he doesn't have an owner, and he saw a policeman coming with ropes and he knew what that meant from his Toby days, so he ran off and he starts to smell Jasper, which was the donkey from the farm when he was Bailey. And he's like, that means Ethan. So he starts running and he's looking for Ethan and he finally gets to the farm. But there's this old man in the way and he busts in the door once this man opens the door and he's running around smelling and he realizes, oh, my gosh, the old man is Ethan.
Well, Ethan's outside in the movie, so he just barrels him down.
Yep.
And the donkey is still alive. It's still the same donkey.
Yes, this donkey is dead in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan calls the Humane Society.
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The other thing is Ethan is an old grandpa right now.
In the book.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whereas in the movie, he's a young Dennis Quaid.
Yep. So, Ethan calls the Humane Society and Bear was dropped off. Bear was totally confused, but you know what? I trust Ethan. I don't understand this plan, but he'll be back for me. And a family comes, and these little girls wanted to take him home. The dad's like, yeah, we can come back after lunch and we'll get him. But here comes Ethan saying, nope, he's my dog. And he's like basically pushing down the Humane Society people and being like, he's coming home with me. And the people are like, this is ridiculous. But then they see how excited Bear is when he sees Ethan. They're like, okay, we can't argue with that.
Mm-hmm.
So Bear is super excited and he's at home and Ethan's finding a new name for him and he comes up with the name Buddy. And Ethan is on the phone. And so Buddy is now exploring the house and he smells familiar smells, like he found the flip from 50 years ago. Couldn't be 50 years ago because he's only lived one other life. Yeah. Yeah. But according to the human.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm also wondering if maybe like in between each reincarnation, there was time.
Oh, see, that would make sense.
Yeah. But the fact that there's no way to like know that.
Yeah.
He just, I'm a puppy again. I'm a puppy again.
Oh, that makes more sense because we did the math.
Yeah, and the math was not adding up.
No.
At all.
Nope.
In the movie, Ethan is the one who takes Buddy to the pound. And then he stays a whole night there, and no family comes to get Buddy. It's just Ethan who decides, you know what, I'm going to get him.
Buddy could sense sadness on Ethan, and he kind of put two and two together. And it's like, that's the same sadness that Jacob was feeling. Look. Going to a past life to figure out purpose. And the sadness went away with Jacob when he found his new wife and daughter. So Buddy's like, okay, I got a mission. I got a purpose. And he goes back and he smells the Hannah girl. He finds her at the dog park. Buddy follows her home. And then they're like, okay, mom, this dog followed me home. And it's Hannah is the mom. And she looks at the name tag. She's like, oh, my gosh, it's Ethan's dog. So she calls up Ethan. And Ethan comes to pick up Buddy. And they have a little flirty moment. And we learn that Hannah's husband died 15 years ago. So Ethan's like, hey. Do you want to come have dinner?
Look, that gives us.
That does give us a clue of time. Interesting. So he must just not come back right away in between lives.
Mm-hmm. You would think that there would be a better, clear.
But 15 years ago.
That's a full dog life. You're right.
But what if she got married? Okay. The dog died when Ethan was like 20 something, right? Mm-hmm. 25, we'll say, on that long end of things.
Mm-hmm.
She could have been married by then.
Yeah.
And they maybe have only were married for five years.
That's true. That's a good point.
Who knows?
I don't know. I don't know. Why do we keep trying to figure it out? I don't know.
Self-detectives that aren't very good at our job.
No, not at all. We actually, hey guys, Allie is not allergic to symphony bars.
Look at our detective work. No, I am not. I was going to come and let you guys know. I forgot. I'm allergic to a freaking succulent. That I got at a Galentine's Day thing. I've moved that sucker out of my room and I cleared up immediately. And I was like, well, that sucks.
That's hilarious.
But I think it's the succulent because Riley has one in her room.
Mm.
And it's a different succulent, but the same dirt.
Ooh.
And doesn't bug me. But when I go hang up upstairs, because I put it in my mom and dad's room upstairs. When I hang up upstairs for a long time, then it starts doing it again. So we just didn't get it out of the house. It was a cute little succulent too. I don't know what type it was, but it was like, I actually was excited to have a little plant for once and keep it alive.
But it didn't want to keep you alive.
No, it did not. It wanted me unalive.
So in the movie, rather than Hannah calling Ethan, she just takes the dog over to Ethan's house and hangs out there. Also, this is when I realized that they made Dennis Quaid wear black contacts to match KJ Apa's eyes, and he looks slightly weird.
So years pass, and Buddy was the ring bearer again at Hannah and Ethan's wedding, and they have a great life. They have grandkids. They were probably Hannah's.
Yes, they
grandkids.
Were.
Yeah, they did not have any more kids. They were old.
Yes, they were.
And years go by and Buddy noticed something wrong with Ethan, and Buddy lays down by him and Ethan he lays down by Ethan, but he grabs the flip to be like, remember me. And at this point, Ethan is pretty close to dying. He keeps calling him Bailey, though. So he's like, he knows who I am. And then Ethan dies and Buddy's just laying right there next to him, taking care of him the whole time.
Mm-hmm. And then Buddy's I also like that now Buddy's like, okay, Ethan's gone, but I'm going to have to take care of the girl because she's going to come back. And
Yeah. That was sweet.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
I thought that was so unbelievable that I'll let you finish first and then we'll discuss my anger.
Ethan does not die in the movie, and Ethan figures out that it's Bailey.
Whereas he says, like, he says something like, oh, you're such a boss dog. And bear buddy, whatever, barks. He's like, boss dog? Boss dog? And then he goes, Bailey? And then, like, you know, the dog is all excited because he's like, yes, it's me. And so they have our moment. Whereas in the movie or in the book, calling him Bailey at the end, in my head, it's like Bailey was his favorite dog. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of like losing it. Mm-hmm. And he's just calling this dog Bailey. He didn't really figure it out. He's just.
The thing, another key difference that I didn't like in the movie is that the dog wanted to be known as Bailey. Whereas in the book, he was like, I'm just happy to be with my person. Right. I don't care if he knows that I'm Bailey. I don't care what. So then him just randomly saying Bailey at the end is nice for the dog because he's like, oh, maybe he does know it's me. But it's never confirmed, like, oh, he knows. But the dog doesn't care. The dog's just like, I'm here for my person.
I guess that's true. But I liked him wanting him to know.
Oh, I didn't.
That was so cute.
I was like, that's the dog's not going to sit there and try to get you to realize who he is.
Well, now I'm going to ask all my dogs if they're Maggie. I tried asking.
Go home and ask Clutch.
I did. I took a video for the videos. I tried asking him if he was Emma, and I was like, nope, you were alive when Emma was alive. So I had to realize. But yeah.
Yeah. We did it.
We did.
Thank goodness.
Hey.
We done.
Hey. Oh, man. Well, IMDb cast 65 people of the earth to be on this. You know what I hate? That they didn't put who the dogs were. But anyways, let's just go for it. Josh Gad played Bailey Ellie Tino Buddy.
He's just good.
He's cute little mm-hmm. doggy. Mm-hmm. It's fun because, I mean, you know, my kids are used to Olaf.
Yeah.
So if they walked in, they were like, Olaf, where's Olaf? I'm like, no, he's the dog.
They're like, dumb. I want Frozen.
Then we have Dennis Quaid as adult Ethan.
I love Dennis Quaid.
I do too.
I just wish he was in the movie more.
I know. So then we have Peggy Lipton as adult Hannah.
She did good.
Yep.
It's kind of crazy because she looked like young Hannah.
She did mm-hmm. a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Gesher? Gesher?
I have no idea.
He plays little Ethan.
He was cute.
He's cute. He did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
KJ Apa, teen Ethan.
I love him. He's Archie.
He's good. I liked him a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was excited. I was like, oh, you're in this? This might be good.
Yep. Sure. Twice good. Okay, we got Britt Robertson is teen Hannah.
She's just good.
Just cutie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Logan Miller is Todd.
He did good.
Dumb Todd. Kirby Howell Baptiste. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maya.
She did really good.
I liked her so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
She definitely was not Book Maya. But
I know for some reason in my head, Book Maya was Latina.
Oh, she was.
Yeah. Oh, she was?
In the book.
Oh, that's why.
I mean, that's how the audiobook reader read her as. So. Oh,
okay. That's how I felt.
Okay. Yeah. So she was, and then, you know, she's a cop and she's a little heavier. And Maya mm-hmm. was a.
Yeah, that's true.
Not.
She was good for what she was given in the movie.
Yes. And then we have Pooch Hall. That's fun. Played Al.
I liked him too.
I liked him a lot.
Yeah. I'm glad that they kept Al in. I was worried.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I realized that Maya was a different story, I was like, ooh. Uh-oh.
We have John Ortiz plays Carlos.
This makes me mad.
Oh, do you recast?
No, I'm just mad about Jacob.
I know, I liked Jacob.
Jacob was way better than Carlos, but John Ortiz did fine, again, for what he was given.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, man. That's it. That's what we're going to talk about. Again, like you guys, if we don't talk about someone you wish we did,
message us.
Mm-hmm. Give us your opinion. We'll give you shout outs.
Mm-hmm.
Is the book and the movie the same?
You mean the theme?
Oh, it's the theme. Well, basically the same question. Is the theme of... No, that's not the same question at all. Because, yeah, the theme is the same, isn't it? Dog dies and comes back.
So I I'm getting tripped up on this because that aspect of it, yes. But the main point of the book is that the dog learns stuff mm-hmm. to take with him into his next life.
And he does not.
In the movie.
Yeah.
So part of me wants to say no for this, but then I'm also like, but also like.
The umbrella theme is yes. Yeah. But the more.
Intricate detail.
Is no.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do the characters stay true? No.
Mm-mm.
Because Maya's definitely different. Carlos slash Jacob is different.
His dad
is super different.
Even the dog.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
All different.
Allie, which do you prefer?
I was set throughout the whole thing. Like, oh my gosh, I love this book. And then Ethan dies at the end. And I was like, what the hell? Do I love this book? Yeah, I still like the book more.
I do too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You hated the book.
I hated the book, but I think it's better. It has more of a purpose to it. Whereas the movie.
Dog's
Brew. Oh, God. I wasn't trying. But whereas the movie, literally, it just feels like it's trying to cater to dog people
mm-hmm.
and be like, oh, look, here, we have a dog movie for you. And I like the dog learning lessons, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to bring this with me from this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you ask me to read it again, no, I'm good. But out of these two, I would choose the book.
I definitely love the movie, too. Like, mm-hmm. I'm opposite of Bree, where Bree hated both of them. I loved both of them. I just love the book a little bit more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie. That was our episode. All right, you guys, we're going to have you rate us, subscribe, review. You know what? Not just on the podcast app, but anywhere.
Yes.
You can go to our YouTube, such as this person did.
You can also rate us and give reviews on Facebook, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would just like to give a shout out to John Saxton V-VW5VI. We don't know who they are.
No, we don't.
Or maybe we do, but we don't know that username.
Yeah.
On our Fault in Our Stars YouTube reaction, they said, all I could say is 5 stars to both of you.
Mm-hmm.
That was so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that, you guys. Go review us. And if it's a nice review,
we'll give you a shout out.
We'll give you a shout out on the pod.
If it's a bad review, we'll try and fix what we're doing.
Or we'll just maybe. Laugh and roll our eyes yeah. like some comments that we've been getting.
Yeah. Those were fun.
Yeah. Whatever.
Those were fun, but I kept them from Allie for a few weeks.
Got some trolls out there. Whatever.
Trolls are fun.
Yeah, super. Great for the ego.
Oh, and then we've got a fun mini-sode where we're going to be talking about Comic-Con for you.
Oh, yes, we are. Because we did that a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I thought you could say because we just recorded it.
Well, we did just record it. So we know it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then next week, we've got 5 Feet Apart. Good episode.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, it is.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, you guys. So with that, a dog's purpose
went off script.
Went like to the moon, far off script. It tried, but did its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. We'll see ya.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find BookTales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for BookTales.